Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Robert Oliphant, and this is my poem titled Sonnet of Wind. Should the breeze blow north, west, south, or east, will it always lament and send everything in flight? Must it always howl like a savage beast, sending the leaves in fright? As swift as possible, the wind carries me, floating, floating, and floating, with nowhere to go. Yet calming, serene, almost free, this feeling is one that I wish to know. It shakes the trees and graceful flags, the waves are carried and pushed ashore, against the forest. Near the ground the plants sag. Without this wild, nature would be such a bore. I never wish for this wind to still. Liberation that comes with it is a new emotion I feel.
Whew! Okay.
Yeah.
Good evening. Rob, you hit me with one then.
I was deep.
That was deep.
Started us off on the right foot right there, Rob.
What's up? That's what's up. I have to shoot. I have to give you a shout out, Rob. That was a good job. I'm very proud of you. As always, but that was real good. It was real good. Real deep.
Deep.
Yeah, deep. I have to throw this out here. Robert is my 15-year-old son. He's in the 10th grade, but his thinking is a little deeper than the average 15-year-old. So we just wanted to let him get his thoughts and feelings out there as well as ours, you know? Like I said, it's an open show. It's what we do on Thoughts of a Brother. And good evening. We're going to kick this thing off.
Poet's pleasure. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I think it's a little different from our usual Friday. You know, we still gonna have the music, but it's a little bit more personal this Friday. So,
Hell
of a way to start off, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah.
You set the bar high for us, man.
Yeah. Yeah, real high.
Set the bar high for us.
I mean, you know, the thing is, man, that's the thing about poetry and about by your thoughts and your feelings. It don't have no age limit, no size, no color on it. It is what it is. It's your thoughts, it's your feelings, and it's expressed. And as we've seen, Robert just displayed a beautiful, beautiful example of what our feelings and our expressions can be once we let them out.
Personal.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Personal.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Robin on track, man. You might have your poet on your head. Don't blow my head up too much. I really do appreciate it. It's a blessing. I tell you, man, it's a blessing having a kid like Robin. It really is. All my kids are a blessing. I'm going to put that out there, but it's a blessing to have a kid that can go inside themselves.
With that.
I guess it's only right that daddy follow him up.
Yeah, I don't want to follow that.
I mean, I take it. So, my first, I guess it's just an insight into my thoughts. It's not so much my a poetry. I mean, you might take it as poetry, but it's more insight into my thoughts and how I feel. And this was something I wrote a while back, but go a little like this. The title is Uncaged Soul. I have not written in a while. I have been feeling some kind of way. Feelings are common nature and fathom. I have allowed nature to overpower my will to reach within. So in a stance to regain my will, I have decided to write. I really don't know what to tell, besides it takes a lot to express yourself through written word. It's the equivalent to reaching within one's soul and delivering the discovered content while fighting through torment and hope. Expressing myself is liberating. Liberation is quintessential to my soul. So I'm back. Yes, liberation is mine. I'm intent on setting my soul free. I'm going to write my thoughts, telling my story. This is my journey. It will live forever. In my journey, I have decided to live outside the formal rites and traditions and live within the conceptual spirituality of my soul. Some may not fancy what I write, yet it uncages me. My writing exhibits my freedom. My freedom is my liberation. Therefore, my soul lives free. Uncaged soul. You know, I mean, that's just me. Sometimes I go within and I pull stuff like that out, man. You know, I try to do it on the regular now because it kind of makes me feel better. It's a
relief, man.
Yeah,
it's a relief.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, man. It's one thing to write, and I'm gonna explain this from as a writer. It's one thing to write something because in that moment you never really know what's coming. So for me to read it back, because this is the first time I ever really read it back out loud, to read it back, all those feelings protrude themselves out of me, man. It's a joy, man. It's a joy. But I ain't gonna hold up the mic.
I'll take it.
I'm
going
to have to keep it, man. I feel like I'm in the wrong place right now.
No,
you're good. I guarantee you you're good.
I guess I'll just dive right in. It's just something I wrote. It may seem all over the place a little bit, but, you know, that's how thoughts are sometimes. My process is I just write them down. And then I go back and I read, and a lot of times they kind of fall in line. So, here we go. It's entitled Faith. I think I lost my faith, and I'm not sure how to find it. Did I lose it as a child, or maybe in my teens? Did I lose it at a party or someplace, or by some other means? I need my faith, because life is a war. Between the job, the bills, the love, and the pain, I pray for guidance and understanding and strength, my weapons against the enemy. Faith in myself keeps me respected. Faith in my God keeps me connected. I'm in a constant battle for my soul. The war wages on every day. You're a soldier on either side, and your eternal soul is how you pay. No need in being afraid. Just be sure to choose the right side.
Cloud 9. Kendrick Lamar. I Take a sip of Hennessy and then get pissy drunk. I ain't a drinker, I'm a thinker, call it what you want. But if you turn your back, know that you just missed your chance to witness the realest shit that's ever been told to man. I found myself losing focus at a Sunday service. Embarrassed, so I start questioning God, what is my purpose? He said to live the way he did, that's all he wants from me. Spread the word and witness, he rose on the first Sunday. I said alright, enthused that my Lord gave a listen. I opened my Bible and searched to be a better Christian. And this from a person that never believed in religion. But shit, my life is so fucked up, man, I can't help but give in. I'm giving testimonies to strangers I never met. Hopped on the pulpit and told them how I was truly blessed. Felt like I'm free from all my sins when the service was over. Walked out the church and got a call that my homie was murdered. And lost my faith again.
Ooh. What am I gonna do?
Gotta have faith. Life is too much understanding. Where is the old faith?
Raising children of folk, that's Bo Hennis and Bassett, cause Papa they don't know. Her day consists of working back and forth with babysitters. Can't find no one to watch her kids, so she pay her sister. Her baby daddy ain't bout shit, that nigga ain't bout shit. Spit the jar of milk just to cop a new outfit. She pray to God every night, hoping that he'll mature. And maybe one day his kid's something that he'll live for. Baby wanna go back to school, but she needs some help. Because it's hard trying to pay the bills when you're by yourself. She thought about credit card scams till she heard a voice that said the devil is a lie, make a better choice. And so it's back to McDonald's and every month dealing with them crazy ass people at the county building. Look to the heavens and ask them to make a better way. They got a letter in the mail, lost her Section 8, then lost her faith again.
Ooh. What am I gonna do?
Gotta have faith. Life is too much. Where is the old thing?
In the 9 mil of the race killer, hack some wise, my eyes fill up. Each day it gets more realer. Orangutans bang like gorillas. It's jungle when the niggas ensue. The rats lurking, vultures circling the serpents, cats lying through their teeth. My nigga didn't deserve it. I flirted with the ideal of caressing the steel to make karma come faster than she normally will. It's ill to see my fate try and leave me. It's so hard to get it, to get rid of it, it's easy. I'm trying to reach cloud nine, that's what my niggas about. But it never rained in California, let some pistols out. And still there, my feet planted on the ground. Shadow boxing my conscience till my fate start responding. And if I get no answer, just know I tried. I should have never looked into a son's eyes. Break down, boy.
Ooh. What am I gonna do?
Gotta have.
Whenever times is hard, your mind slipping, wondering is there really a God. Knowing you shouldn't think that way and try to freeze your brain. But whenever it's pain, that feeling forever remains. We can't believe what we can't see. And reality seems stronger than prayer. Cause you tried to change your life and now you live in a wheelchair. And your son was born with cancer and he live in urgent care at the tender age of 12. And you feel that no one cares, searching for answers. That's human nature, you ain't in the wrong. Just know when you feeling that way, his spirit's in the wrong. I watch people I know pray and catch the Holy Ghost. And wonder why I ain't never caught that feeling before. Maybe they know I'm better, or I don't know no better. But what I do know is that he's real and he lives forever. So the next time you feel like your world's about to end, I hope you study because he's testing your faith again.
I'd rather not live like there isn't a God than die and find out there really is. Think about it.
Gotta have faith.
Faith, that's what's up, bro.
Gotta have it, man. It is a struggle. The hardest part is losing it.
Yeah.
I mean, is gaining it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's easy to lose it.
Hard to gain.
It's hard to gain.
Yeah. It's true. Once you understand it, though, and you all in, it works wonders. But yeah, you know that. Like you said. You know that, and that's why that was the hard part of the of your recital. Is that right? Is that right? Where kind of
recital? Yeah,
recital. Okay. You know, we'll make up some rhyme.
Real quick.
We'll do it. See, it's on you, buddy.
Man, I'm in the wrong place. I'm going to do it, though.
Nah, you good. Good.
I didn't write this. I'm not going to take credit for it, but I'm going to recite it.
It's cool.
And it's called Sometimes. Sometimes a stranger can be your best friend. Sometimes being angry is the best move. Sometimes seeing you feel good makes me feel even better. Sometimes hunger is the best food. Sometimes good just ain't good enough. And other times, evil will get you even. Sometimes faith is not knowing any better. Sometimes nothing is what we believe in. Sometimes you fail trying. And sometimes happiness hurts worse. Sometimes people live dying. Sometimes it's the last person that makes you first. Sometimes you'll keep what you don't want. And other times you'll give away what you really need. Sometimes a rich man won't have a dollar. And all a poor man has is greed. I'm going to stop because I ain't doing this no justice. I'm going to just let y'all feel it.
Ladies and gentlemen, CeeLo.
Peace. How y'all feel out there? That's cool. Alright. You know, sometimes I wanna rap. Sometimes I wanna sing, you know what I mean? Sometimes all it calls for is a nice mellow groove and a ram shot, you know. That get you open. But I wanna do a piece for y'all tonight. It's called Sometimes. Alright, so check it out. Sometimes a stranger can be your best friend. Sometimes being angry is the best move. Sometimes seeing you feel good makes me feel even better. Sometimes hunger is the best food. Sometimes good just ain't good enough. And other times evil will get you even. Sometimes faith is not knowing any better. Sometimes nothing is what you believe in. Whoa. Sometimes I don't even have a hook. Sometimes you fail trying. And sometimes happiness hurts worse. Sometimes people live dying. Sometimes it's the last person that makes you first. Sometimes you'll keep what you don't want. And other times you'll give away what you really need. Sometimes a rich man won't have a dollar. And all a poor man has is greed.
To provoke with persistence. For instance, I don't let the TV screen come in between my daily routine at a spot where me and my boy went. Someone interrupted our enjoyment. What do you know, an out-of-work MC looking for employment. But I'm still courteous with my greeting. brother, I'm eating. And his sound sounded similar to someone else's, so evidently he's been cheating. But I couldn't question the destiny in which we meet. So, you guessed it, I suggested that he just have a seat. And then I explained to him that I remained in the meantime, mastering mysterious methods of writing, finding my peace of mind with soft music and mood lighting. Then, supernaturally, I foresee the beginning stages, and then eventually pages get filled completely. You see, I dive into the depths of my soul, seeking to explore the hidden treasure of pure literature. While these others are unsure, being that the deepness makes them doubtful, deliberately delaying, saying they'll settle for whatever washes toward the shore. Delirious from delusion, my dealings with them are indirect, so the conclusion is seclusion, because mixed beliefs create confusion. To remain plain and simplistic, realistic, accurate, articulate, and absolutely artistic, uninhibited, unadulterated, unstoppable, unfuckwittable, and unforgettable. But since I've been granted the power of choice, today God be the voice he is, so all the credibility is his. So let these be words of wisdom, and in the same breath warning, son, I shine like Sunday morning. Whoa.
Yes, sir. That's what's up, T. You know you ain't gonna miss anyway when you talking about going deep. No, yeah, you ain't gonna miss. You ain't gonna never miss that. That's what's up, man. And I do have to point out, you was not doing that any injustice when you were reading it. It was just fine.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Appreciate that.
I must throw that in there.
You ain't gonna touch that, though.
No, that's for real, dog. That's real talk. Real talk.
Who we on? It's on you?
Yeah, it's back on me, man. I'm finna throw out there. I ain't gonna hit you with nothing. I'm finna throw out there because I don't wanna promote no violence. I'm gonna throw out there. Somebody wrote a while back, why does it really matter? Just yesterday, I found myself reflecting on certain situations around me. Excuse me. In the midst of my reflecting, I replied out loud, why does it matter? I startled myself, but I also woke up to my reality. If I am to take the mindset of nothing matters, what do I care about? If I take the mindset that everything matters, do I care too much? Now, these questions can be answered many different ways. There's no clear-cut diamond here sparkling right at the bottom of the kitchen sink. Sorry, honey, we'll have to chalk this up as a loss. Besides, the answering of one's questions should be done through one's own process of self-exploration, in my opinion. Back to the point. Sorry, I often drift while I drive. A reflection is often what I see, but when beneficial, it can be what I do not want to see. Reality can play a slick hand in Texas Hold'em. Poker face? No. Let us try no face. If reality has two aces, it is not worried about me waiting on the river. Chances are, reality won the pot on the draw. I'm inclined to believe what may not matter to me means a lot to reality. Consequently, I'm sitting across from reality, waiting on the river. In reflection, it matters a lot to me as well. Each day, the river rises. My reality is not giving away the chances to matter. So how was my drive? That's just a little something. I'm not even really a real, real poker player. But for that setup, I think the analogy came together. You would think I'm really something serious in poker if you read that, but the truth is I'm going to throw it out there, disclaimer. I'm not a real, real poker player. I can play.
You played on poker very well. That's what's up. Why does it matter?
Yeah.
Why does anything matter?
Yeah.
Or, like you say, should everything matter?
The question is, not gambling away, what matters? Because reality already has the winning hand. You get what I'm saying? And that was the point of it. And I started out writing that with no premise. And that's what I came to in the end. So it showed me what mattered to me. Right.
Oh.
It it's a beautiful thing how you can find yourself in that. It is. If it's anyone out there who really desires to write and can write, I urge you to engulf that, embrace it, take it in, do it, because it's liberating. It's really liberating.
It is.
That's what's up.
Ain't no music yet.
Ain't
I'm just
music.
Giving you.
Okay.
It's just straight me.
Right.
It's
okay.
Straight
dad. Okay.
Right.
Now. Right, well,
it's on ball.
It's on me. Let's see.
Don't hit it too hard.
You know, well, I was hoping you was going to break it up a little bit. But I'm the deep one. Hey, listen. Every week we go hard in on a lot of different stuff. And y'all boys lead the conversation.
Yeah.
You know.
But now we get to see
you. Now, this is a little more of my lane. So, really kind of reluctant, I'm going to be honest to say, to read this, but here we go.
No, read it, man. That's what I want to hear.
Teach me how to love again. Tell me that this is not the end. You think we'll make it through? My heart is broken again, and I don't know what to do. My instincts say to run and hide, to protect my heart from sorrow. I just want to live again and see the light of tomorrow.
Do 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 do. Above my head.
Live again. Love can break you. Love can make you. Love can save you, but also forsake you. Love can murder your spirit and leave you bitter and cold. Love can breathe life into your lifeless soul.
So what's up, bro? What's up, man? Going deep, T. Going kind of deep.
Sorry, I told you, man. I need you to break it up a little bit, man.
We're going kind of deep. Hey, we're getting so caught up into this show kind of came back a little late, but that's okay. Bear with us, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna make it. We're gonna just bear with us. I guarantee you, we'll explain the time.
I was trying to run out the door. I don't know what that is. I'm trying to get a body. I don't know, man. It's on you,
G. It's on you, dog.
All right. Well, this is one I wrote.
Own it.
However it sounds, how it sounds. But here we go. The title, Who Knows? Who Knows? Selfish deliveries we swallow and religions we choose to follow has led to our faith evaporating and our souls made hollow. Understanding that, I'm not surprised to find that our current state of mind has the thinking and believing that we are who they told us we are. You see, when you stop putting so much weight on their role and begin to search your soul, you'll find a lot of what you've been sold is not G-O-D approved. He calls me one of his kids, told me my image resembles his. Yet the speeches and songs I get, most are full of lies and contradict the very basis of everything he stands for, because I'm waiting for the one y'all said was knocking to come through my door. When you mix what is holy and perfect with the undying will of man and make himself look bigger than the subject. Now, don't take this as me shunning any particular person or title. I've just come to the realization that my eternity means too much to risk it solely on the interpretation of another human being that is in the same fight I'm in. If we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but spirits and principalities, then my best interest will be to always be mindful that the same demons that whisper to me in silence can easily and efficiently holler, scream, and shout through another individual who has slipped in his wall, unbeknownst to them because the author of confusion is a crafty individual. To you who might be listening, this should serve as no more than a reminder that he who is good, he who is perfect, he who delights in you, he who was, is, and shall forever reign as king, is the truth, and that same truth is written deep down in your essence of you, for the purpose of clear, concise clarity, which combats the confusion that clouds consciousness and creates a convoluted conclusion. In other words, get to know 2 Timothy 2:15, part of your everyday routine. Be blessed.
That's what's up. Now, and this man to my here, out of here.
You better walk out.
I'm finna go. After that, I'm finna go, and I gotta follow that up. Well, come on, for real. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna hit you with some music this time. With this one, some interesting music. I just ain't gonna give you my recital word, but before we go into the music, the title of this one, Bone, is Men versus Women. And I'm gonna tell you a little backstory on this one. We were sitting down and we were setting up the show for Double Standards a couple months ago, something like that. And we were sitting there, and I think we were talking about intro or something void or just some kind of subtype. Mm-hmm. And me and you two were sitting at the table, and my wife was sitting Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just sitting there, and I was just looking at her, and I was just typing. And he was like, hey, man, what you doing? And she kept looking at me like, why are you looking at me? So when I was finished, this is what I read to him. Am I prominent than her? Am I more purposeful than she? Are we equals, or am I a king? Do I really hold it down, or am I simply a self-professed slave woman? These questions are those of the man. You know him. We all proclaim him with our chest puffed out. But can we find him when she finds out? Yes, he's asked the questions, but the answers are frequently answered and proved by the woman. She is prominent. She is full of purpose. Equals, definitely. The title of king does not suit her. She reflects an angelic queen. She totes the responsibility and allows the master to bask in his self-professed title. She has no questions. She knows who she is. She holds her head high, and we can find her when we can barely get by. She asks no questions, but she answers and completes the man.
For a long time, things seem to change. It's been said that nothing good lasts forever, but this love gets better every day. We get all excited inside every time that we get along. You still got love in his eyes, and I still got love in my soul.
Still,
I'm still
like the first time we met.
Then
I kissed and I told you I loved you. We
still, yeah,
run around like teenagers, even though we're grown and married with kids.
And we still
talk on the phone for hours when I'm away. He still writes letters and sends me flowers every other day.
Yeah.
The question everybody asks is how we make it last. I tell them I'm still, he's still, we're still.
Now I still smile in the morning. When our lives are still in his arms, we know everything about each other, but we still keep holding on, yeah. We're never gonna break up, we'll be always there to make up. As long as we stick together, we'll climb higher. I'm gonna ride with him to the wire. Our love is never gonna end, we on fire.
Feels like the first time we met. I told you I loved you.
We still, yeah,
run around like teenagers, even though we're grown and married with kids.
And we still
talk on the phone for hours when I'm away. He still writes letters and sends me flowers every other day. Pushing everybody, yeah,
hey,
how we make it last,
hey.
I tell them I'm still, he's still, we're still. On the phone for hours when I'm away.
Oh,
he still writes letters and sends me flowers.
I loved you.
And we still
run around like teenagers, even though we're grown and married with kids. We still talk on the phone for hours when I'm away. He still writes letters and sends me flowers every other day. The question everybody asks is how we make it last.
Yeah, man, I had to put that one out there. It was a nice one, man. I wrote it and you was a part of it, so I had to let it get out there because I did write that one just sitting there.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember
yeah.
that.
Boom.
That was deep. It's on me. That's what it was. All
right.
I'm going to switch it up this time and I'm going to play my song first.
That's all right.
Some of y'all might have heard this before. It's a real deep song to me, so I hope you enjoy.
A mother lost a child, I tried to ease her pain. On the God's will, she said she felt the same. It's funny how the sun will up and bow to rain, as if the clouds couldn't stand to see me outside again. Wrote a rhyme that was kind with some vision to it. Bottom line, it might expand your mind if you listen to it. Too much shine can dull the soul. If you feel how I feel, there I rap some more. How can the devil take my brother if he's close to me, when he was everything I wasn't but I hoped to be? I get a little honest and I ask myself, if the time come, will you save me if I ask for help? Send my mind on a journey to the outermost, to document what it had seen and CC me the notes. And ask Kurt Cobain why, cause I need to know. He stopped when he had such a long way to go. I saw love in the eyes of a perfect stranger. She overlooked my caring heart in search of a gangster. Will we ever be together? Only time will tell. She called my phone and talked to me as the hours swelled. I put my problems in a box beside my tightest rhymes, under lock and key, buried deep off in my mind. And when it gets too full and I can't close the lid, I spaz on my family and my closest friends. Trade my materials for a peace of mind. I'm so close to heaven, hell, I just need some time. Who cares about life and the highs and lows? Maybe I should write another song about pimps and hoes. Cars and clothes, idle guards, golden calves, Louis scarves. I do this for the love and it's free of charge. I don't need jail to be behind bars. This is purely art. In my grandma's household, this was surely taught. Don't be naive, yeah, these times is hard. In the midst of all the glamour, hope you find God. I never wish to be the burden bearer, but souls need saving and it's now or never. Shock value's all they wanna see. It's us against them and it's just you and me. Trying to take heed what I say in my songs. Forgive me if I ever, ever steered you wrong. Most people stop for signs, but I've driven through it. If it don't touch my soul, then I can't listen to it. The radio don't play the shit I used to love. Or maybe I'm just growing up. I never seen a star on a red rug. If I wanna see stars, I just look above. To the heavens. I know you've been dying so long, so I'll be stronger for you. I know you've been dying so long, cause I've been down too. Yes, I understand what you're going through. Yes, I understand, cause I'm going.
when I call out for you. To vent.
Clouded mind state. My clouded mind struggles to see the road ahead. In this clouded state, there's no need to get out of bed. In my clouded mind, I see no end to my current situation. In this clouded state, I'm drowning in incapacitation. Time wasting bull, counterproductive actions being repeated. Blindly fighting a war of trust and forgiveness. Swinging my sword, striking everything in my path but my enemy. He stands back and laughs. Open your eyes. Open your mind. Stop these self-defeating motions. Stop your self-defeating notion.
What's up, y'all? I got too excited, and I didn't even know that was coming. So I had to calm myself down, so now I ain't as excited as I was, but I'm still excited. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
But that's
what's up, man.
That second
part,
I flipped on that. You constipated? I said, mm. Deep, man.
I'm saying,
deep.
Like, did you hear what he said, though?
Yes, man. I'm closing my eyes. I know y'all can't see me, but I'm closing my eyes and just taking this in.
Yeah, I did that with chords.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I just.
If you just close your mind and just listen, you pick up
every
all
word.
Of it. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. What we're going to do, we're going to go, I'm going to switch it up a little bit because these boys, you know, they're doing their thing and I can't keep up. So we're going to go right into somebody who probably can. And this is Mr. Prentice Powell and his title, The System.
Please welcome spoken word champion, Prentice Powell.
Arsenio, the system don't want us here right now. See, we live in a system that's designed for us to fail. A system that will tell you no matter how wonderful, how fantastic, how great you think you are, there is no you. There is only who I want you to be. From your latest cell phones to the style seen in your most recent videos to my implementation of what you call swag. If you can't brag about how many women you have or the $200 denim on your butt, you are worthless. Your purse is not hot if it is a fall edition and we are in the winter. And as long as your kids have Jordans on their feet, it is okay if they have to eat top ramen for a week for dinner. Your check is in the mail. You fail at becoming grown men, so you don't bother with your younger ones. Give them to me. I'll program them to Viacom. Have them growing up with a single mom and no males to emulate and wonder why so many begin to have extensive rap sheets and ADD with no off switch and download a defense that is nothing but false self-confidence shown through them being overly aggressive. Your misguided women want nothing but diamonds and Fendi. Or dreams of finding a professional athlete to pay for their lives because to them being a wife is not a lifestyle, it is trendy. Trendy to have like a little black dog carried around in a bag, the demasculinization of your black man is going according to plan. Flip the coin, and for those who have chose not to go down that road, make sure that any statement they make that may challenge their masculinity are followed by statements of insecurity. We can't have them thinking for themselves. Program dreams to be a mirage. Close enough to see, yet too far to reach. Set their aesthetics to pathetic, aka camouflage. Allow them to blend in. Keyword trend. Downtown corners full of rappers who refuse to give up, even though their stuff sucks, but will allow them to say their piece. At the very least, it'll make them a quick buck.
Any more success, initiate Operation Exploitation. Throw them a bit more cash. I am the system. Programmed to initiate commands. You Negroes, error, you people are programmed not to ask. You are nothing more than empty vessels who have sold their souls a long time ago, and you call me robotic. I am the system. Systematically set to just do. You are systematically set to just do and not think, and you call me robotic, error, redundancy, pardon me. I was scanning your culture's current popular music. You want a cop to pay for killing one of you, but carry a no-snitching policy in your own community, which allows, you Negroes, you people, to have absolutely no accountability. Irony overload, reset. I am this system, systematically set to desensitize your senses and senseless activity surrounds your society, simultaneously making you love me while shaking in your boots. And for those who dare to overthrow me, allow me to remind thee, 'tis I who provides you with the land and seeds you use to grow your little grass roots. I am the system.
Sorry for all the extra stuff, you know, I had to go get a clip of that.
What's up, though, man? I thought that.
What was the brother's name again?
Prentice Powell.
Yeah, I seen him on Versus and Throne BET. He deep.
Yeah, I think he was the spoken word champ on something like that. But that right there, I had to listen to that like 3-4 times in a row. Like,
yeah.
He threw it in there.
He put it in there. You got to catch it, though.
Yeah.
You got to catch it.
Yeah, pay attention.
What's up, man? What's up? So, what are we doing now? What are we doing?
So you tell us what we doing.
Okay, we're going to go this way, man. We're going to go this way. No music. Just great. What I wrote. No sole proprietorship.
Ooh, excuse me.
No sole proprietorship here. Confidence can often be interpreted as arrogance. And understanding where I'm going and what I desire, I have decided to walk with an undisputed, undefeated, no recipe to be beat part. Wherever I go, I'm confident I will succeed. Whatever I do, I'm positive it will be sustainable. My partner has recovered. Arrogant? Oh well. I explain as a sheer confidence. Without my partner, I could not win a battle. With my partner, I am undefeated. There's nothing wrong with arrogance. Traditionally, arrogance is seen as a negative notion. The truth is, arrogance enhances belief in oneself. I believe in myself. Does that make me arrogant? That's not really important. The importance for me is where my confidence lies, in my partner. Undisputed, undefeated, no recipe to be beat.
You go again.
Undisputed, undefeated,
no recipe
to be beat.
The best partner in the world. The best partner in the world, man.
Hey. Who better to ride?
Hey, I'm telling you. Man. Hey, listen, I'm trying to get out of going so deep, but that's how I write. I got some more, so I'm going to bring them out in a minute, but I just got to do that. I'm going to get y'all the music. I'm going to get y'all all sides of the day. But this is what I'm feeling right now. I'm in the moment.
Hey,
nothing wrong with that, man. It's expression.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I love about it. All the arts. You know, expression.
Yeah.
You know, writing, photography.
Yeah. Painting, yeah.
You know, all of that is expression. And a lot of times, we as a culture, I feel like because it's not cool,
right?
You know, then it's not an option,
right?
You know, everybody's not necessarily meant to be doctors and lawyers, and some of us are meant to be poets,
right?
Some of us are meant to be authors, painters, photographers, but we because it's not cool, our kids, and we don't put it on our kids a lot of times. They don't even look at it as an option. And it is a major option.
It's true.
But, you know, it's on me. Anyway, get off my soapbox.
No, no, that was good, though, Bone, because that's a good point. And even kind of piggyback on what I was saying earlier. If you have the desire to write and you know you can write, do it. Do it. It's liberating, man. I mean, we are very much advocates for that around here.
I'm a go piggyback off of you. I kind of feel like any and everybody has a scientific side of them and an artistic side of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Whether you want to write, whether you dance, whether you sing, whether you draw, whether you whatever it is, there's something artistic about you. You know what I mean? So I don't think that is so much that it's not cool. Because who determines what's cool?
Cool.
Right.
And he was saying like society.
Yeah, I know.
But
yeah.
If you get inside yourself, like you said, you realize
if it's something you enjoy doing, regardless of what anybody else think about what you're doing, if you enjoy
doing it,
and you'll probably be good at it because you enjoy doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Good point.
Well, this don't really go with the point we just made.
No, it don't matter.
But let's just do it.
It's your thought.
Here we go.
It's for the soldiers. Strong, my nigga. Loading up my Mac, going to my crib to get my 12 gauge. One of my boys just got shot, fucking around in that $1 million spot. A educated brother, they had on the money for college. He was taught the street knowledge, part of the plan to keep us fighting in the street instead of becoming a strong black man. Every 2 weeks I see Sam pitching out my check with no respect, but I still don't give a damn because I gotta make my dough. Rock here, rock down till I start to see a cash flow. Everything happens for a reason. Choose a season to commit the perfect tree. Who brought me to the land of a free man to move about and catch trapped by the judge. Even have my cousin locked down at the feet shackle. A one-way seat to Milledgeville. Nigga, this real. How can you kill enough when it's your brother?
I never thought about, talked about what I did. Just experimented life as a young gump. Them days long gone, school bells don't rung no more. Spending hours at the house in my favorite chair. Slow-mo, clusterfuck, fingerprinted to carry the hucklebuck. Feeling stuck with the art that my skin carries. Scary, if I ever had to apply again, leaving my stick, gidgets to pivot, moves to fill in the groove, nothing else to prove. Fortified like chrome, soft like teddy bears in the college student's room. Speak, you got that too, watch that dude, inspect that fool, still standing.
Unchained.
Side of South Central, 33rd Avenue, Block 600. Buckets, hand washed and car details. The SA got the fresh Chevrolets for sale. 20 G's or better, the whole neighborhood tagged up. But on the fortress walls, that ears no letters. Food are safe, the bloods are strictly outnumbered. David Sheets on the beat, get them on beat, run the creeps. Y'all can have the streets. Asphalt cop in it, sucker slipping, no wet flows. We put it out the signs and crocus, I-T-Y. Such a pity, be a sucker dry. Like a newborn, on his mama's titty. Before I retire, I hit 20. Shoot a cellulite with big roof and seat on the porch. Pounding like cartoon in his old school. Empress doing Sunday down, Chris out sparking. Zoned out, off the ink for life. Going through time and metal detectors. I can't take my weapon, and I can't be no dope dealer. Cause they beat up, put a hit out on the Lego. Plus I can't keep up with them keys. Locked in the phone, throw backseat drivers. Having out-of-body experiences, waking up somewhere else. Still standing.
Yeah, each and every element that exists in this universe is manifested from a thought first. Through the inner mind's eye of the unseen power in the sky, gave birth to Mother Earth and all its worth to you and I. His most loved invention, my consciousness is an extension of him. Yet I'm flesh and bone with a mind of my own to dig deeper than the surface. Whether I learn from your upcomings or your downfalls, we all have individual purpose. It's amazing how the streets do the majority of raising from children who end up dead before hearing what you say. And it's sad, so all I can write about is what I had. Interpretations of life, good and bad, with a good and bad. And it seems like a portion, but I just write a small portion. That's either crumbled up a tune without letting the thought be born. Young-minded and blinded in those days.
Still standing, man.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That was that jam.
Yeah.
Remember right around us listening to that. Man.
That'll never go out of style.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go back to something that I tried to write here for this occasion.
That's what's up.
It's called In the Moment. I remember when we first linked back up. In the moment, I didn't think about all the times I told myself I would never speak to you again because you didn't show up when I needed you most. It took years to get over the pain of walking away from you after we built a bond that was so strong that I've yet to find anything worth contemplating the comparison of you. I decided I would show you that I could do this without you, since you obviously didn't consider me good enough to answer my calls when I reached out to you. I mean, that's all. I loved you so strongly that if you didn't have a need for me, that was your loss. In the moment, I was happy to know you still cared for me. In the moment, you reminded me of the promise you made to me years ago, that you'd be there if nobody else was. And just so happened, that was the case. In the moment, I realized that you didn't walk away from me, but instead it was me who chose to walk in my own direction. In the moment, I realized that even from a distance and without communication, you've always had my best interest at heart and have remained faithful and loyal to me. In the moment, I came to the conclusion that if I can stay reminded that every moment can be like this moment, every moment would be the best moment in that.
So, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, deep. I think we're going to say deep a lot in this.
Yeah.
I think we're going to say deep a lot in this show because we're going deep. Hey, man, I'm appreciating. My eyes be closed. That's why I was late reacting because I'm opening my eyes to make sure it's over. Hey, I wanted to keep going. I just wanted to keep going. That's what's up, man.
Well, let's keep it going. What's on you?
Oh, so me. I got something for you. No music yet. No music yet, bro. So we good. It's on my rope. It's called Tracing My Footsteps. I can remember when life was carefree as a soaring eagle, and the concept of time was as innocent as my mind. I was merely 7 years old. My days were filled with love and care. My grandmother was my best friend, and my playmates consisted of my fellow peers in my community, the simplicity of childhood. I can recall becoming a teenager and feeling myself. I ventured outside of the carefree and innocence of my childhood. I evolved into a know-it-all with all the wrong answers. Yet, I was a sheltered young boy playing the role of an in-the-know teenage man. Yet, I'm aware today it is contradictory. Teenage men are not synonymous in comparison. But nevertheless, my plight was to prove the comparison was valid, the complicity of adolescence. I now reflect on those experiences. As resounding as thunder, those experiences resonate in my soul. I can embrace the good and bad roads on my journey. The roads have been mine to travel. I was once asked, if you could do it all over, what would you change? Outwardly, in that moment, I may have replied, there's a lot I would change. Yet, in the present, I realize, becoming a man, you have to fall along the way. Would I do it all over again? Yes. And I would not change a thing. The gift of my childhood reverberates in my love for life and others. The complexity of my adolescent years exposes my growth and my journey. The sum of both exemplifies my joy in becoming a man. Tracing my footsteps, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just sit and think and I'm just happy to be where I'm at today. And I'm also grateful for the fact that the roads I had to go through to get here. So I'm grateful.
With all your trips and your falls
yeah.
and mistakes and all that stuff, you know that we all make in life where you are right now, you're
yeah.
supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And what I'm hearing you say is it was all worth it.
It was worth it. I do it all over again.
Every single moment was worth it.
I do it all over again.
That's what's up.
What's up, man?
What's up? Bones on you, man.
On me.
Hey. This thing is rolling.
Well, I'm going to revisit something that I opened a show up with few months, I guess a couple of months back, a month back. So,
mm-hmm.
So just going to go right into it. There are times when my thoughts overwhelm me and I feel I will never survive. Most times my thoughts would propel me, but today seems I'm fighting the tide. All my answers should come from above, picking knowledge like fruit from a tree. Godly answers should come from inside, but buddy keeps on calling me. Try to strengthen my heart with purpose. Try to strengthen my soul with vision. Every day is a struggle to sustain, but I still walk through faith on my mission. That right there when I first wrote it was kind of deep for me.
Still is.
I was on a journey. I was on a journey to find my faith again. I kind of lost my way there for a minute. And that right there helped me get back on track. So,
what's up, man?
Wanted to revisit that.
What's up? Deep, man. And that's the beauty of writing, too. It's always there. It's always there. You know, you always have it there if you ever want to go back to it. Once it's out, it's out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And in most cases, you might be a little hesitant to put it out. But once it's out, you feel like it should be. And that's what's up.
Well, I'm gonna keep it rolling with this theme. Now, this is not me, of course. I didn't write it, didn't recite it, but I feel it, I dig it, and I hope you do too. So I'm gonna let this one ride.
It's called I Hate Religion. What if I told you Jesus came to abolish religion? What if I told you voting Republican wasn't really his mission? What if I told you Republican doesn't automatically mean Christian, and just because you call some people blind, that doesn't automatically give you vision? I mean, if religion was so great, why does it start so many wars? Why does it build huge churches but fail to feed the poor?
Wow.
Why does it tell single moms that God doesn't love them if they've ever had a divorce? But back in the Old Testament, God actually referred to religious people as whores. You see, religion might preach grace, but another thing they practice, they tend to ridicule God's people. They did it to John the Baptist. They can't fix their own problems, so they just mask it, not realizing the practicing of religion is like spraying perfume over a closed casket. You see, the problem with religion is it never gets to the core. It's just behavior modification, like a long list of chores. Like, let's fix up the outside, make it look nice and neat. But if you can recall, this is the same thing they used to do to mummies while the corpse rotted underneath.
Right.
You see, I'm not judging. I'm just saying quit putting on a fake look. Because it's a problem if people only know you a Christian by your Facebook.
Right.
I mean, in every other aspect of life, you know that logic's unworthy. It's like saying you play for the Lakers just because you bought the jersey.
Ah.
You see, this used to be me too, but no one seemed to be on to me. Acting like a church kid while addicted to pornography.
Ah.
You see, I go to church on Sundays, but Saturdays get faded. Acting as if I was only created.
Come on.
Wow. Yes.
Acting as if I was only created to have sex and get wasted.
Wow.
You see, I spent my whole life building this facade of neatness. Thank you. I spent my whole life building this facade of neatness. But now that I know Jesus, I can boast in my weakness. Because if grace is water, then the church should be an ocean.
No.
Not a museum for black people, but a hospital for the broken. Which means I don't have to hide my failures. I don't have to hide my sin. Because it doesn't depend on me. It all depends on him.
Yeah.
See, because when I was God's enemy and certainly not a fan, he used to look down on me and say, I won't, I won't. I've got to have that woman. Which is why Jesus hated religion. And for that, he called them fools. Can't you see it's so much better than just following some old rules? Now, let me clarify. I love the church. I love the Bible. And yes, I believe in sin. But if Jesus came to our church, would we actually let him in? See, remember, he was called a glutton and a drunkard by religious men. But the Son of Man never supports self-righteousness, not now and never then. See, back to the point, one thing is vital to mention, how Jesus and religion are on opposite spectrums. See, one's the work of God, but the other's a man-made invention. See, one's the cure, but the other's the infection. See, while Jesus says do, religion says done. Jesus says done. Religion says slave. Jesus says son. Religion puts you in bondage, but Jesus sets you free. Religion makes you blind, but Jesus makes you see. And this is why Jesus and religion are two different plans. Religion is man searching for God, but Christianity is God searching for man. Which is why salvation is freely mine and forgiveness is my own. Not based on my merits, but Jesus' obedience alone. See, because he took the crown of thorns and the blood dripped down his face, he took what we all deserved, and I guess that's why you call it grace. And while being murdered, he yelled, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Because when he was hanging on that cross, he was hanging there for me and you. And he took all of our sins and buried it in the tomb, which is why I'm kneeling at the cross saying, come on, there is room. So for religion, I hate it. In fact, I literally resist it, because when Jesus said it is finished, I believe that he meant it.
Whoa.
I do not know where you found that from, but I need to know.
Yes, it's deep. And she recited that at a church, I think, but it's actually by another writer that did it. It's a male who wrote it. A male guy wrote it.
That was deep.
She recited it with the passion.
Yes, she did. You heard it break down.
She broke down in the middle of it because she realized I've been in religion.
Yeah.
All these years I've been religious.
Yeah.
Not spiritual.
Mm. How many times have we said that? I don't know how many times we said it on air.
Yeah.
But as a group, we've sat here and we've said that several times, that people get caught up in religion, in the tradition of religion, instead of hunting that one thing, which is what we should be hunting for, which is spirituality.
Yes.
She said it.
Spirituality today, in today's time, I don't think it's about, going to church ain't about feeling good.
No.
We're not in a good time. We're not in a good place. That's all religion.
You're not learning. You're getting close.
Spirituality is direction. That's true. It's answer. It's preparation.
And we know that's not always what you want to hear either.
No, you don't.
Yeah. The truth is the hardest.
That causes accountability.
Yeah.
But we ain't going to get off on that. I just thought it was.
No. That's what's up. That's totally what's up. Back on me?
It's on you.
Bone, do you feel it? But not yet. When I finish this up. That's the one we're looking for this time. That's also the name of this piece I wrote. Do you feel it? It's like the gentleness of winds, cool breeze over your shoulder on a pleasant winter night. It is refreshing, as cool water pouring into a tin tub on a hot summer day. It is unseen, yet it is present. It may summon you in the middle of the night or in the stillness of this moment. It may startle you with defiant certainty, yet it imposes in no certain way. It moves like light, but it settles like thunder. It engulfs like starvation, but it sustains the hunger. It is displayed unexpectedly. It attacks from within. It holds no position, yet it sustains to no end. Your eyes, relax your mind. Tell me, do you feel it? It allows the melody to ease your mind. It makes no rhythm dancer catch a beat. It finds a way in where there are no more seats. No need to worry. There's no one capable of stealing, for no one knows the place nor the time they may feel spirit.
Mm-hmm. be my destination. I can hear my call. No more hesitation. This time I'm going for all. Cause I know where this road leads to, and therefore I will rise. I know this dream will come true, and I will soar the sky.
Spirit,
would you guide? Let me. I can feel the penetration of a strong wind moving me. I can feel the elevation of an angel lifting me. I know where this road leads to. Therefore I will rise. I know this dream will come true. Oh, and I will soar the sky. Oh, Spirit.
I'm gonna jump in real quick.
Go ahead, Mom.
It's crazy how you always find a way to fix our chemistry.
I knew somebody was gonna say that. I knew somebody was gonna find a way to fit Kel in there.
It's crazy. He spit every time.
That's why me and dude's so tight. Because wherever my mind goes, most of the time I can go find something I heard him saying or say that relates. You know what I'm saying? I remember I was reading his book, Solar Coaster, and he was talking about like how he was a little kid. And a song came to him in a dream. But he didn't know what the song was at that time. Years later, he wrote the song. I think it was Turn Right Hands of Time. And he wrote it with his mom. But the reality is, learning that now that I can write, I know I could write a long time ago. I just never went into it. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's something inherited that you have, but you just have to tap into it.
Yeah. I think any artistic gift is that way.
Yeah. And that's why I can compare, like, his gift for music.
Yeah.
For me, it's just, and I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I'm the greatest writer in the world, but I do consider myself a writer. That's just my personal opinion.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not.
And I done told you, undefeated, undisputed, no recipe to be beat is my partner. So whatever I do, I'm confident in. Arrogant, oh well. So you, bro.
Yeah. Oh, I but hey.
Hey, this is what we're doing, man.
I give it a shot. I already have done. I'm prepared for this one. I just got another song. It's one of my favorites. I'm pretty sure everybody done heard this one.
Who's that peeking in my window? Ah, nobody's around.
Come on, man. Wake up. Wake up, Idea. Wake up. Yeah. Listen. Realize you're in a war. Realize you're a soldier in that war. And pick a side.
Yeah. That's what it comes down to. I remember us listening to this song years ago, and I'm going to be honest with you. For me, the song was just good to squirrel off of. That's tell you where my mindset was.
Honestly, I thought you
were
going to get up and do that when it came on.
Yeah, that's the under where my mind used to be. But now, being, you know, more in touch with myself, I'm hearing the words, yeah. I didn't know they had a message. It was just a good beat to squirrel off of for me.
That's good. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Right. Done. We need Goody. Come back, Goody.
Yeah, please.
Or somebody like Goody, come, some, give us something, some substance.
All right, well, since you did that, let's do this. We'll go back to Cell but 3 years ago. Cell wrote this on February 1st, 2011. 8:30 in the morning. I titled it, Dear Black Man. Again, February 1st is first day of Black History. This is 3 years ago, just right with
me. Yeah, go ahead.
I said, I issue this challenge. Take some time this month and dig deeper into the history of your culture. Look beyond what you were taught in school and look into the sacrifices made by your forefathers. Hopefully you will find out that what they never wanted us to know. We are not inferior. We are not ignorant. We are not savages. In fact, black man, you are the most feared subject on the planet. It's not because you're harder than everybody else. But if you really found out the power inside you and mixed it with the knowledge of those before you, they wouldn't stand a chance. We would know how to better treat our women, like the queens they naturally are, not pieces of meat. Our daughters would know what to expect their potential husbands because of the examples that we set. Most importantly, we would be better examples for our sons. We would show them through leadership that fast money, girls, and cars is not what life is about. We will leave legacies that make future generations proud to carry our name. Let me change my tone for a second because if you read this far, I need you to understand this. In any predominantly black neighborhood across this country, you can find drugs, guns, and liquor stores. I'm sure you've heard this before, maybe even in a joking manner. If you actually think about it, though, it should infuriate you. We used to be hung from the branches of trees and lynched in front of our families just for being black. Well, of course, that method wouldn't work today. But instead, today we are treated more like roaches. They set traps in our communities that we willingly walk into. We are destroying ourselves, and it's according to their perfectly organized plan, while they sit back and watch. The worst part is, once they get rid of the roaches by putting them in jail or whatever they're going to do with them, they get praised for cleaning up our neighborhoods when they were the ones who implanted the infestation. Wake up, black man. Stop being tricked into thinking the trap they set for you is your only way out. It's been glorified so long until when you run into someone who chooses a different path, you feel he's not real, or he's afraid, or some other off-the-wall label. Don't be the fools they think you are anymore. Stand up and take your rightful place. If you're reading this, I hope there's something you can take from what I said to you. Something in this letter agrees with you and what you know to be right. We can change our communities, our families, and the way we are viewed in each. The size of your gun is not what determines how much of a man you are. A man stands up for what he knows to be right, even if it means risking friends or even his life to do so. That's what the men before you were about. That's what February was about. Stand up, black man. Stand up.
That's what's up, dog. That's what's up. And you wrote that 3 years ago?
2011, man. 3 years ago.
Deep. You got bones in the days.
In the days. That was deep, homeboy.
You got bones in the days. Yeah.
Appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yeah, me too, man. I actually read it, though. I think I read it 3 years ago. When it was out, I read it, yeah. Read it. It was deep then and deep now. It still resonates, and that's the thing about it. I mean, when we go back and we think about it, the music we listen to, the good amount.
Yeah. It's timeless.
It's timeless. So, and that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. That's truly the beauty of it.
Anything true.
Yeah.
Will always and forever be timeless.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, what you got for us, Dad?
What's on me? I'm going to give you I'm finna light it up a little bit. I Besides, I wanted to do something. I wanted to go back into my teenage years, so I went and examined inside myself, and I came up with this. It's called Summer Lover. Not lovers, Summer Lover. Yo, DJ, run that back. This party is jumping. Dudes need to hurry up. It's almost 12 o'clock, and I ain't having mama come up in here and embarrass me. I got enough time if the DJ act right. One slow dance will do it. Yeah, we'll have something to talk about tomorrow on the court. The DJ comes in right on time. He sweat will definitely do. Hey, girl, come a little closer. Let me show you how it's done. Slow grinding for the next 3 minutes. I'm minding an ecstasy of having a story to tell tomorrow and of the reality of coming close to the one thing that is the covenant grail of virginity. The last dance was the pre-request in the makeup of me. The same excitement resurfaces now as I reminisce. Hey, DJ, play that black. Hey, DJ, play that back. I want to find me somebody to dance with. I don't know about you.
Television. You'll get an aneurysm fucking around with my head on collision. vision with the power to get you dead and have the dead risen. I remember when my development was arrested. I was doing time in my mind, misguided and misdirected. I was sick, so sick, if I spoke to you, be infected. Then my consciousness was cleared of all charges and I came out corrected. Reinvented, refined, replenished, and well-rested. On a mission for a medium to manifest the thoughts I collected. After that, everything I breathed upon, I blessed it. I committed crimes of passion and my soul was suspected. But it was thrown out of court because, of course, the Creator and I are connected. He told me to fear not, for thou art protected. Your life is being requested and you are being tested. So make every attempt you can to expect unexpected.
CeeLo, why you do it like that? You all like that, man. Make you look like they came around. I got some more if you need some more songs.
I am internally evolving, entirely extensive, eclectic expression, eloquently, instantly, innovative, courageously creative. I'm driven, this God-given gift, it comes naturally to the native. Not a need for the dramatics or the systematic, simplicity strictly, science and mathematics, the mastermind of the mighty, mystical and magical moves and metaphors, manifest masterpieces, thoroughly theory, through the inner mind's eye, establishes this thesis of these innermost, insightful, intriguing interpretations of extreme intelligence. My common sense is no coincidence. Caution, competitors approach carefully. I'm able to see rare ranges of distance. I expect respect. There's no tolerance for negligence. Never, you'll forever feel the wrath of the pure and powerful poetry. Permanently premeditated, political, critical, compelling, storytelling, defining desire, fate, feeling the fire, brilliant, pro-blackness, philosophical, psychological, willingly waging warfare, withstanding, commanding, demanding, the listener ear to hear without forcing, instead endorsing education, equality, not hate, just revolution of the mind state, not mere words, but emotion, which is essential, influential, proving my people's potential, militants, innocence, insight, listen to God, then right, since my birthday, I've been tight, shit. I won't never hear nobody else say goddamn niggas from the South can't rhyme. Never. Now can I do my shit?
CeeLo went in on me.
Again.
CeeLo went in. CeeLo.
CeeLo.
Hey, now you going to point out me and R. Kelly. How about you?
Yeah,
boy,
you're right. You're right. You're right.
I ain't going to never deny anything CeeLo hands on. I'm probably going to listen.
I ain't mad at you.
At all.
I ain't mad at you at all. I ain't mad at you at all.
CeeLo, why you doing like that?
Hey, he said he couldn't rap, so he wanted to show him. And he did.
And I don't want to never hear nobody else say, the South can't rap.
Okay, there it is.
No, there it is.
There it is. All right, man, it's back on me, I guess. Am I right, Bone?
Yeah.
Okay, it's back on me. No music. And this is something, and it's funny because this is a situation, I write usually on everything that happens to me at some point in time, but I had never wrote on this, and it's been almost 13 years. So I visited this for this show, and I think it was a good platform for me because it was something I needed to do. The title is A Cookie by the Jar. The last time we talked, your heart was broken, but your soul was free. You had given your all an exceptional feat. You loved me as if you birthed me. You smiled and I smiled. You talked and I listened. You shared and I yearned to share. I looked for you recently, only to be reminded your presence is no longer visible. It is heartfelt. Your unseen presence is constant. Your absence is immeasurable. Your heart is free with your soul. An exceptional feat deserves a worthy end. Smile on and fly forever. You gave your all unconditionally. I know you and Foot are sitting up there laughing together, fitting. My heart is overjoyed because God wanted his angel back. With understanding comes peace. Thanks for your all, Auntie Cookie. It has sustained me. That's something I hadn't visited in a long time. I'm going to be honest with you. Reading that, I got kind of emotional. And I didn't know that was going to happen. But it was something I hadn't stepped into. I hadn't been in a while. But
you can hear it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I did.
It's been 13 years?
Yeah.
Man.
Don't seem like it.
Yeah.
So I got to call yesterday.
Yeah, that's the impact. certain people impact your lives like that, and you just, I mean, because I lost my grandmother, I wrote on my father, I wrote on my uncles, but I had never visited Auntie Cookie. I had never.
I'm going to say this, like, every time I saw this lady, to my recollection, right now, she had a smile on her face. You never heard her speak a bad word about
anybody.
That's what's up, though.
Yeah, I mean, I had to put that out there. I had to make sure I got that out there because I had visited and it was something I had touched. So, that's what's up, man. Back on you, Chief.
Yeah, with that, man, I'm not even going to say I'm following that. I'm going to just ride with this. We're going to go back to Mr. Powell again. He titled this one, Good Father.
Please welcome, friend of the show, Prentice Powell.
Arsenio, I'm tired of us always having to prove our love to our sons. One of the biggest compliments I get a lot of times is how great of a father I am. You see pictures on the internet. People compliment you a lot because they see photos. And honestly, sometimes I want to tell people, don't tell me I'm a good father when you don't know anything about me. Fun-loving daddy and son pictures on a Facebook page do not equate to instilling values into your child's development. And the fact that I'm black should be irrelevant when it comes to my ability to raise my son. My skin tone should not make me any better or worse when it comes to the paternal instinct. But because fathers like me are apparently extinct, I get extra praise. And for what? For doing what I'm supposed to do. From strangers. Strangers who don't know, when my son was born, I only got him from 12 noon on Saturdays to 5 p.m. on Sundays, went to the court to get more time, came back with 12 noon on Saturdays to 5 p.m. on Sundays, plus child support, fought for a year, had him for a year and a half, if not more, had him 50% of the time, if not more, only to lose him when he started school to summertime and rotating holidays. So when you see me in the streets with my little one and want to say, it's so good seeing the father doing his job, spending that quality time, don't, because I am being robbed. Robbed of the greatest gift. Forced to live through pictures on an iPhone to recognize the touch of my lips more than they do my fingertips. And the smell of his lotion every day I rub into my skin, so when I smell myself, I think of him. Forced to live through memories that occur within the span of 1 week. Through occasional webcam chats with a child too young to speak back, so when he reaches for you through that camera, all you can say is, son, I miss you too. Or watching your son learn how to ride a bike via Skype at the hands of another man, and even though he is a good man and you are glad he's around, that man is not you. And not letting his mother know that all this is getting to you, so you get up to grab some tissue, because at all times, that distance of 3,117.4 miles can feel more like 3 million. Try dropping your son up at the airport with 3 teeth in his mouth, go 4 weeks without him, watch him come back with 5, and see if you don't beat yourself up for not being around during that time. So don't tell me I'm a good father when you don't know anything about me. Try to convince a person that knows nothing about you that you are simply worthy of time. See thousands of people inspired by your story but still feel that you are getting nowhere. Have people motivated by the pain that sits right here every day inside of your chest, and that same pain being a reflection of the amount of love that you possess. I want you to imagine your newborn baby sleep. You're watching him. Try to get his sleep patterns down pat, praying to God you get it right, because you have one night and have to go 6 days until you get him back. Imagine being able to fly through this world doing what you love to do, but because of a court order, your son before the age of 1 has to fly twice a month, which may mean by the age of 2, he'll have more frequent fly miles than you. Try never spending a day in your life locked up in prison and still watch your child grow up primarily through photos. Learn about his milestones via text message or Facebook and see if you don't feel numb. So how can I smile when people tell me I'm such a good father when I feel like I'm not given enough time to actually be one? Raise your son without feeling like you're actually raising him. And I know everything in this world doesn't go the way we plan. I can accept that. All that's fine. I just don't understand how a man can be forced to pay half of daycare, half of medical expenses, food, clothes, water, but the same man that laid down to create that child is not automatically given half of the time. Something about that situation is not right. And when I'm done with this poem, I mean this. I don't care if any of you clap. I just want my praise, my kudos, my air, my earth, my water, my drive, my moon, my sun, my baby, my motivation, my son. I just want my chance. I just want my son, Justice Prentice Powell. I want my baby back. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Prentice Powell.
Yeah. Oh, boy, deep. Oh, boy, deep, man.
Whoa.
Oh boy,
that was another whoa moment right there. Puts a lot of things in perspective.
Yeah.
That's from the father who wants to be.
Mm. Yeah.
But there are situations that are standing in the way, out of his control. We hear a lot about the fathers who don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we hear about.
All we hear about.
But it's a two sides of every story. It is.
That was raw emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like that was fitting.
Yeah, it was. Really was, man. Really was, though. Listen, I enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
As always. But I enjoyed the show. I was able to get some things out there that we write and let you see other sides of us. Hey, this is what it's about here at TOAB, man. We're about getting our thoughts out there, hearing your thoughts, sharing them together, and coming up with understanding. That's all it's about. I'm going to let my co-host say they're closing. So we're going to close it out a little different today. We're going to do something special. This is from me, Dad, to my co-host. So when I get to it, this is dedicated to them. Go ahead, T.
What's up? Again, yeah. Appreciate this. It's Friday. I didn't get to it earlier. Enjoy your weekend. Go out. Have fun. Do what you do. Just be safe. Be smart.
Safe.
We'll catch you on Sunday. Till then.
These.
True. I ain't got nothing. Deuces. Enjoyed it. What you got, Dad?
It is. And this title, Brothers, Good Times, Different Strokes, and What's Happening. Coming home, changing clothes, and meeting you there. Always many, for the three had no clue the ones they shared. The Cosby Show, Different World, and Wonder Years. Waiting on free lunch. Mess with my juice if you want to. I can't envision your stare. Always many, but the three had no clue, the ones that they shared. Martin, New York Undercover, and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Catch me at the bus stop. Nope. By the 10th grade, that was where. Always many, but the three had no clue, the ones that they shared. No limit. And out. Transcending time, oblivious to our surroundings. Absent of fear, void of care. Always many, but the three had no clue of the ones that they shared. Deep conversation, soul-filled laughter, and open understanding. Sitting here today around the mic, such a humbling journey, done effort. Not incomprehensible of wear and tear. The three who has always been amongst many, now, with you, they're ones they share. It's a bonus. So in case you download it, it's a bonus from TOAB. It's called Work Your Body. Let's go, let's go. Ooh, your body. Now it's about that time. I'm preparing to let loose. Watch yourself. I need room. I don't have time to be fighting you over stepping on your shoe. Ride it to the floor. Somebody. Creep. Ooh. Ooh. My body is surfing while the crowd floats on the wave. Get out of my way. Now I'm trying to behave. Scrub the ground. Creep, creep. An inch from the floor. Oh, yeah, I would take it low. No one's in my way now. I got the crowd hypnotized with my flow. Shoot, yeah, I used to break it down, and I still do from time to time. So hurt your body, not somebody, and you will be just fine.
Crazy lads, go sell the show. It's going to make you happy, and you know it. Right now, do it. Yeah.
T-O-B.